Sir Madame, it is my vocation to know about people.
If you are unwilling or unable to explain how you came to be following us, sir.
I am a pilgrimage, a pilgrim, you could say.
Why in the world here?
To see with my own eyes the famed Reichenbach Falls.
The Reichenbach? John?
Which your husband, madame, has done so much to make famous.
These are the Reichenbach Falls?
Yes. You see where my admired confrère struggled with the infamous professor to fall, apparently, to the death of both of them.
Did you think I wouldn't find out?
I was about to tell you.
It is the most wonderful place, Doctor.
You think I would mind?
And it is exactly as you have described it. I can hear you now cry, Holmes, Holmes!
Oh! I wanted to lay a ghost.
And there was no answer above the water's roar. Ah, it was brilliant. Oh, and by chance to meet you, Doctor.
Oh, John.
You could say my happiness is complete.
You are too good, sir.
Oh, I forgot. My car. Doctor, chère madame. And so, goodbye. Goodbye.
Au revoir. Oh, what was that? John? What is his card?
Dear goodness.
I'll wait, Holmes.
We'll send for you.
Don't want to be a burden, you know.
He means he wants to sleep, Mr. Dodd.
Good morning, sir.
Why, Mr. Dodd?
Ralph, this is Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the consulting detective. We wish to see Godfrey Emsworth.
If you'll have the goodness to wait one moment, gentlemen.
Do you garden, Ralph?
I beg your pardon, sir.
Your gloves?
The cold.
Of course.
If you'd care to step into the hall.
Thank you, Ralph.
I will inform Colonel Emsworth of your arrival.
Thank you.
That should be interesting.
Oh, Mr. Holmes, your hat.
I can right my own clumsiness. Thank you.
Just you get the old colonel, Ralph, will you?
By God! Mr. Dodd, Colonel.
Did I not tell you? You are ordered off the premises, you infernal busybody.
I'm Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
At your service, Colonel.
Damn your service, sir. Ralph! Telephone the county police. Tell the inspector there are burglars in the house. You call me thief, sir?
One moment, I have to warn you, Colonel. Any police interference would bring about the very catastrophe you so dread.
Well,
if you'll permit me.
What the devil are you waiting for? Ring up the police at once. Tell them if not thieves.
Now, this, Colonel, this is what has brought us here.
How did you know this? It is my business to know things. My trade.
Why, Godfrey, old man. This is fine.
Don't come near me, Jimmy.
What?
This is very sudden, Colonel.
These gentlemen have forced our hands.
Keep your distance.
It disarranges all our plans.
Can't be helped, Mr. Kent.
No, gentlemen, it can't. Nor should it.
You may well stir.
Well, what do you expect of me?
Not quite the smart lance corporal you knew, Jimmy. Am I now?
What in heaven's name is the matter with you?
It's why I don't exactly court visitors. Mr. Kent here has been my only constant companion.
Keeper, you mean?
The only thing I keep, sir, is this young man's secret.
Until now.
I saw you at my window, Godfrey.
I shouldn't have done it. But old Ralph told me you were staying at the house. I couldn't help taking a peep at you.
My friend.
How did you come to this condition, Mr. Emsworth?
Here goes nothing, then. Come on, boy. Light the wind. Go on.
The Buffle Spruit skirmish. Godfrey was hit.
Galloped several miles before I finally fainted. Fell off the saddle.
We thought you'd been killed.
Might have been better. By the time I came to myself, it was night.